Hello, Oregon. It's Monday, March 20th. This is Andrew Thien with a Monday midday news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. A new book diving deep into the grim story of the Hart family. That's the white parents who adopted six black kids and drove off a cliff into the Pacific Ocean. And the book goes on sale this Friday. We Were Once a Family was written and reported by Roxanne Asgarian. Asgarian helped the Oregonian and Oregon Live report on the Hart family tragedy back in 2018 when she was living in Texas. The Oregonian contacted Asgarian to assist in the reporting after learning three of the Hart children were from Harris County, Texas. The book goes into Asgarian's work for the Oregonian and Oregon Live and further into the disturbing failures of the child welfare system. Asgarian said the book was emotionally taxing, but she wrote it to shed light on the broken child welfare system. Quote, I hope the story of the Hart family shifts to include this broader story about the birth families, the children, and the role that the system played, she said. Asgarian is now a reporter covering courts for the Texas Tribune. She'll be in Portland May 7th at Powell's Books to talk about her new book. Nearly a week after burglars struck a store on Northwest 23rd Avenue, a 30,000-year-old cave hyena skull is still missing. The skull retails for about $40,500. The Paxton Gate, a store that specializes in taxidermy, jewelry, and other goodies, caught a burglar on surveillance tape. The skull apparently originated in Siberia. Cave hyenas are also known as Ice Age spotted hyenas. Store co-owner Andy Brown told the Willamette Week that the man emptied the jewelry cases and then returned to take the fossilized skull. Brown believes he took it for a reason. Stop me if you've heard this story before. The Portland Trailblazers hung around against a quality team on Sunday night, but ultimately couldn't do anything when it matters most. The Trailblazers lost 117-102 to the Los Angeles Clippers at home, moving even closer to the fifth worst record in the NBA. The Clippers outscored Portland 16-7 in the final minutes of the game. The Blazers have lost six straight and are 3.5 games back of the Lakers for 10th place. That's the lowest possible place to get into the NBA play-in tournament. Portland plays the Utah Jazz on Wednesday. The Blazers are just two games ahead of the Orlando Magic, which sits with the fifth worst record in the NBA. Finally, it's the first day of astronomical spring, the vernal equinox, one of two times each year that the days and nights are approximately equal length. It's fitting that showers are likely for the Portland area, according to the National Weather Service. Temperatures will be around 46 degrees on Monday, which is about 12 degrees colder than what's typical for mid-March in these parts. Rain should taper off in the afternoon, and fog is expected to roll in overnight and stick around Tuesday morning. But expect the fog to break and temperatures in the low 60s on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.